producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
No!
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, for the 40% of Americans who are not on prescription drugs, welcome. For the rest of you, I'll have to speak really slowly. Oh my gosh, 60% of Americans on prescription drugs. I don't want to belabor that issue. We've got a great guest this hour. In fact, you know, one of the coolest things, I went to this homeoprophylaxis conference, the first of its kind that I'm aware of in my career as a homeopath, talking about prevention with homeopathy, prevention of what they call, vaccine preventable diseases. The only vaccines could work. Well, not so fast. There are other things that actually work that have no evidence of harm whatsoever. We're going to get into that. But one of the coolest things about this conference was running into Dr. Cornelia Friends in Dallas. I was thinking, I did a double take. I was like, wait a second. I'm not in Florida. What's going on here? And Dr. Friends, welcome back for the first moment here for the Robert Scott Bell Show. So glad to have you with me.
Oh, thanks. So glad to be here.
And I was just like, I didn't know you were going. And you had said, I think when we had you on last, we were actually talking about the conference, but I had no idea that you were going.
Yeah, I know. I hadn't heard of it, and then I looked into it and went, you know what? I really want to attend this.
Yeah, and it was absolutely great. I raved about it. I got to interview such cool folks, some of the presenters you saw as well. And there was just a special energy about it. And I'm not making a homeopathic joke either, because obviously there were a lot of homeopaths in the room, more than I had been with it, and certainly those that were kind to me, which was nice. And yet it was about something very serious, and there was very serious presentations about prevention with homeopathy as well.
Yeah, there was. The speakers were wonderful. It was an experience that was in many ways just transformative. And you know what? I mean, people do talk about it, and it's a fact. You can feel energy in rooms. People mm-hmm. talk about it all the time. You go in, you can tell if people have been fighting. In this conference, though, you could feel a unification of like minds. And so many of us say we really enjoy working with like-minded people. Well, we all do. You know, it's just human nature. It was really incredible, and I had such a good time. And I had been looking into homeoprophylaxis, for most of my career, and just was really reserving it more for epidemics because that was my training. But mm-hmm. the evidence that was presented here, it was evidence, and it was unmistakable evidence with studies that with good sample sizes, more than 20 million people with good outcomes and things that are really in many ways just irrefutable. You just can't argue with the study. And I just was like, it broadened me into looking into more things and to looking deeper into homeoprophylaxis and seeing where it will fit in with my practice.
Yeah, and now for those that don't know Dr. Cornelia Friends, she has the friendscenter.com. We'll have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. She's a pediatrician, a medical doctor, a physician. And, of course, I was introduced through my good buddy, the pediatric surgeon, Dr. Mark Chayet, and I've just been pleased so many times we've been able to interact with many more to come, hopefully. that, you know, you have remained open, or, you know, open back up. We've talked about some of your backstory as a pediatrician. There's so many controversies about the pediatric profession now because they've devolved, if I can say this, into a basically a shot and prescription drug writing clinic. I know that they're not all that way, but if we take it in a broad sense, the focal point of licensed physicianing is about writing prescriptions, going back to the Flexner Report of 1910. That's what it was designed to be. So you are an anomaly rather than the rule, so to speak.
Well, true. Or as we often say, an outlier.
Yes. Yeah, but I like to say you're at the heart of healing, though.
Oh, thank you. I would like to do that. Everybody's got their own path and their own journey, and mine has been interesting. I mean, I was raised very traditional, went through traditional training, embraced it, and then, you know, started finding that it wasn't working. And things you've been taught, you see, don't work. And then everybody has their aha moment. Mine was with my child who wasn't getting well with traditional medicine, and he wasn't that sick. But homeopathy fixed him. I mean, just fixed the whole thing. And then went to school with it, started using it in practice, and just kept having one aha moment after another. And so you keep looking deeper. And the homeopathic principles, they translate across, you know, with Ayurvedic, and I'm not an expert in Ayurvedic, but they translate across with that and Chinese medicine. So ultimately, we're all for the same thing. And really, we are facilitators. We simply help people's bodies heal themselves by giving them the right instructions.
Right.
And, you know, the more you look, the more it's just there. Like, one of my favorite authors is Dr. Dossey, Larry Dossey, who's written lots of books on prayer and the evidence of how prayer works. Okay? So, they just, all these things dovetail together for true healing. Because true healing is the restoration to soundness, or to health, or to original function.
And Dr. France, I have to say, I'm just smiling ear to ear listening to you, and I'm thinking, if you go to a conference at the AAP, right, and you speak this language, they will look at you as if you are from another planet.
Yes, most will.
That's the American Academy of Pediatrics. Again, there are always those that are connected, and of course, you might speak in hushed tones in the corner so no one else will hear you. But as we acknowledged with the HP seminar, we were in Dallas. This was an area where we could just speak outwardly. There was no who will hear me and think I'm strange. Not that we so much care what people think of us, but certainly in your profession, there's a lot of pressure through licensure and otherwise to maintain a certain status quo or what they call a standard of care, which they can never really define. They just know it when they don't see it, basically. And for you to do this, what you're doing, and even be willing to speak out as you are, I've told you, is admirable, and I appreciate you so much for that. But as we were there at the Dallas conference, I was just one presentation after another, just blown away. And one of them that really jumped out at me was a PhD immunologist, Dr. Tatiana Obukanich. I mean, she's a full-on immunologist, and the things she revealed about vaccines, what they do and don't do, should be taught at every medical school.
Yes. So she did a great job of making the immune, how the immune system works, very understandable, because it really is very complex. And it really should. And the immune system is amazing. And actually, I was just researching, I mean, one of my authors in homeopathy and one of the founders of modern homeopathy is James Tyler Kent. And I read one of his books he wrote, and he talked about how germs don't make you sick, how we only get sick when we're susceptible. Now, all of this deals with the immune system, too, and it's one of the principles of homeopathy that when you get sick, I always use grief because it's a good example. So you're traipsing along, having a great day, and then somebody gives you bad news. And then there's an instant transformation. You can feel it in your gut. You can feel it in your heart, that horrible feeling. That's the energy of what just happened. Now, if we don't process it properly, it will manifest as some physical problem because we have to process it on all levels. So that is why so many people, it can explain the study showing that in elderly couples, when one spouse, when one person dies, the other one generally goes very quickly thereafter. We are connected. We are connected at a very, deep level, not just physical. So in dealing with the immune system and what I'm trying to say about Kent, it's all the same. Okay, so if germs don't actually cause illness, which they can't because we have trillions of them in our gut, then they make you sick when the opportunity arises. So what weakens the immune system? Poor nutrition can, grief can, poverty can, violence, stress, very negative thinking. All of these things can weaken us and allow our systems to become opportunistically infected or to become susceptible.
Well, and one of the biggest insults and assaults is the hepatitis B vaccine at birth, for instance. I mean, what a corruption. What an assault on an innocent little baby's system that it can't even respond appropriately to something like that because their own immune system depends upon the mother.
Well, it is the mother's, okay? I mean, it's a very passive immune system in the beginning. And, and I every day talk to parents and pregnant parents about mothers anyway.
Yes.
About not getting it if they've had prenatal care. If you've had prenatal care and we know your Hep B negative and we know that there is no engagement in any high-risk behavior, then the vaccine absolutely isn't necessary.
Well, and even as we went to the homeoprophylaxis conference, now we'd have to engage and say, what about the hepatitis B nosode?
Right. Well, I mean, you could do it, but I still wouldn't give it to a newborn where there's no risk factors and a breastfeeding mom and a stable environment.
Sure. No, but if they feel like there is a risk, not only do we have the ability to address it from a homeoprophylactic perspective, but, you know, as I know and have been lecturing on for years, we have an ability to neutralize bacteria and fungal species and viruses safely without negatively impacting on the healthy mammalian tissue or immune cells. And, of course, that's utilizing silver.
Right. Well, absolutely. And the Western thought pattern will be, well, we need studies to prove it. And I go, well, then, you know, do them. Okay? I mean, if you've got willing participants and families who really are, then what is keeping us from doing it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, yeah, call them out on it. In the meantime, I'm not waiting. And moms with good intuition don't wait. They know they've got to act on this information now. And we're going to continue to do that with Dr. Cornelia Franz. And she is here. And I'm enjoying her, as always. And we're going to be back. The links are going to be up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. What about pediatricians firing their patients who are not vaccine compliant? We'll ask her about that next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig,
because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
The SIG smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Dr. Cornelia Franz is my guest this hour, and a great physician in the Orlando metro area of Florida. And this is definitely not one of the pediatricians who's going to fire you if you say, hey, you know what? I don't think vaccines are going to work out for us, or even if you want to modify the schedule. She's not going to fire you, but there was a report that like 2 out of 5, I think it was, or is it 20% or was it 40, are now, they're firing their patients who are not vaccine compliant the way the CDC wants them to go. Now, my perspective, Dr. Franz, is that good riddance. If a doctor wants to fire me because I'm not doing vaccines, I don't want that a doctor as a doctor. But the American Academy of Pediatrics even has some problems with this, because I think they know it'll backfire on all pediatricians if this continues, if this trend continues. What's your perspective?
This is something that it really bothers me at a personal level. I don't want to judge the pediatricians. They do what they feel is best, as long as they, and at least in my opinion, if they've researched it. We are meant to be child advocates, advocates for the children, advocates for pediatric health care, and I don't really personally feel how you can do that when you kick people out for a philosophical, or really, it's not even philosophical, for a real difference. I've done a lot of research through the years on the whole vaccine thing, and more information is popping up that kids who are not vaccinated are 500% healthier than kids who are. So how are the unvaccinated kids a true risk to those who are vaccinated if it's really working the way they say it is? And so it just, and I keep hearing it over and over, they'll say, well, if you're unvaccinated, you're a risk, a health risk to the people in my office. And I go, how? How can that be? Well, what if they have measles? I go, okay, what if they have measles? You get 103, 104 fever. you get pink eye, you get a rash. Most kids have had that. There are things you can do to really mitigate the course naturally, so why don't we find out what those are? Now, if you're in, say, an AIDS clinic, an HIV clinic, then that can be a problem, but it would be a problem anywhere. But for the immunocompetent, healthy kids, I don't see how it can be.
But you know, it's a campaign of fear and even hatred and loathing. I mean, they're really trying to divide us as a people. You know, just like the star-belly sneeches of Dr. Seuss. And,
right.
and I find it really, you know, and I don't get offended easily, but, you know, this to me is an offensive program because it literally is trying to ostracize a group of people who are making a different decision about the health of their children and have a perspective on the immune system that differs from the official story from what I would call junk immunology. And I call it that because we have good immunologists like Dr. Obukhanich who sees through this and can report on it in a very valid and fantastic way. To give us perspective as to how and why we might look to things like homeopathy and herbs, plant medicinals, rather than artificially inducing an antibody response and thinking that's it, that's all we need to do.
Right. Well, and the other thing that will happen indirectly, and I certainly hope somebody would do the study, is as you drive these families out of your practice, many of them will simply not seek health care except as episodic or sporadic. And I've actually seen that happen. And then what you begin to see is those kids, those families, are healthier. They've made better lifestyle choices in many ways, and they actually don't need the medical community like we think they should. So it has a lot of indirect positive effects. But my biggest problem is just how bullied and tormented families feel when they're doing the very best they can and they love their kids and want the best for them and they feel, you know, rejected and bullied because they've researched and come up with evidence to make a balanced decision and they're told they're wrong.
Yeah, this is a rough one. And listen, as much as I have perspectives on vaccines that are outside of what is considered the mainstream or norm, if you will, the medical norm, I don't think parents that are vaccinating are trying to hurt their kids any more than parents who are not. They're all trying to make the best decision with the information they have. Now, granted, a lot of these parents don't have the time or inclination, may not be up on the latest as we are here to make these fully informed decisions. But when we were together at the Homeoprophylaxis Conference, I spoke with a number of physicians, medical physicians, who after they had investigated to the level that those presenters had, and I asked them point blank, would you vaccinate your child? Would you vaccinate yourself with these things? And they said, no, not until there's scientific evidence that can validate their safety and efficacy. I think that's very telling. Hey, Dr. French, can you stick around another segment?
I sure can.
Okay, we're going to continue this discussion on the other side of the break. RobertScottBell.com. Dr. French has a website, The Franz Clinic, F-R-A-N-Z Clinic. Is that right? The Franz Center, Center.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
We got some bonus time with Dr. Franz, and it's thefranzcenter.com. That's right. So in the show notes, it'll be up there. Op-ed's working on it. Talking the controversies, vaccines, of course, pediatrics. And Dr. Franz, I so much appreciate your candidness, your outspokenness on this. And again, your heart-centered focus is what I've always sensed from you. You know, that
as much as you know, you are a scientist as a physician, but at the same time, if I say you've never been, I mean, we always at some point in our lives probably abandon things, including that, but we come back to it. If that's your goal as a healer is truly to bring the power to heal back where it belongs, you want to have a fully informed patient population, clientele, parents that know more, not less, and that you're one that doesn't shy away from people who are asking these tough questions.
That's true, and I've been asked many tough questions. One of the things I just wanted to follow up on is that we absolutely do support people who choose not to vaccinate. We also support those who do choose to vaccinate. We just do it on a much slower schedule that is much safer. As much as I would truly love to carry no vaccines in the practice, that's really not tenable because so many people have been kicked out that they need a safe place to go. And there are many people who still feel they are important, and I'm not going to disrespect or dishonor them because it is their child and their decision. So we support overall health, well-being, and making, as you've said, the best informed decision with the information at hand.
It's got to hurt just a little knowing what you know. And I realize, because it takes years for some people to come around to really get to the depths of what this vaccine paradigm is in reality. And when you know it, it's you can't unring the bell, so to speak. And it's just, but again, you know, the people who are like you that have integrity and heart and healing, they become known with families. And you have a natural draw and a sort. So more people than not would be drawn to you that would be questioning these things and are happy to be able to at least have an open ear and a willingness to work with them.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, I mean, the more I research, the more I do, the more I experience, the body is the most amazing organism. I mean, it can heal itself. And there are documented cases of people who've gotten vaccines and gotten several boosters and never made antibodies. I mean, their body's just so strong that it rejects it. So, yes, with the information about these things and how they're toxic, the body can still totally protect itself, again, when given the right instructions. So nutrition is very important. What is now called right thinking or, you know, positive thinking, all this research on words, and there's so many ways we can simply enhance and heal our bodies and protect it so that even if you did have to have a vaccine or you ate something you knew you weren't supposed to, even by accident, the body can actually repair itself without a lot of drama in the best case scenario.
Sure, and we can facilitate that with homeopathic medicine. There are remedies that address vaccinosis, as we call it, vaccine injury. Of course, one of the ways to help all of the kids that come to your practice is to make sure they eat as much McDonald's fast food as they can. Is that right? Am I right there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, that's actually the statement coming from a high school science teacher who's making money off of the claim that he ate at McDonald's morning, noon, and night for a period of time and lost 60 pounds over 180 days. Now, to be fair, he did a caloric restriction diet of 2,000 calories a day. And even though we would not claim that those calories are the cleanest calories around, caloric restriction ultimately can result in a weight loss scenario. But this is not the healthy way to go, knowing what we know about the risk of genetically engineered foods, trans fats, saturated fats, which are not bad normally, but can be bad when the animals are factory farmed and loaded with antibiotics and heavy metals, etc.
Well, that's true. Again, it's a very interesting article, and it's a really great concept. And, you know, he's a person of one. That's great. There's a lot of information missing. Okay, so he did a caloric restriction of 2,000 calories. Great. So he can demonstrate that by eating food at 2,000 calories, you can lose weight. Now, the other study that was done on that guy who ate McDonald's for 30 days, he wound up with horrendous cholesterol and fatty liver and all kinds of other problems. So, you know, what's missing in this article are those informations.
Sure. Well, and the reality is, how many kids are going to restrict their diet? And for not every kid would it be healthy. I mean, so these kids are developing and growing. Caloric restriction might not be an option. And certainly if I'm putting a kid on a caloric restriction diet because they are genuinely obese, I'm going to make sure they're on mineral-rich, calorie-dense with nutrients as opposed to empty calories.
Yeah, and that's true. And again, one of the issues I have with diet articles in general is it is never one size fits all. Never. Okay? The paleo diet is great because it restricts grains, but that doesn't work for everybody. This McDonald's diet may be good for him, but it's full of dairy and it's full of gluten. So people who are gluten sensitive and dairy sensitive may lose weight, but they may lose it because they have diarrhea all the time. Okay? So, you know, there's so many other little things. So it's taking just one point. There's a juicing diet out there. This man lost 150 pounds or something juicing. That's awesome. And there are going to be people that respond to that because guess what? It's like homeopathy, all right? There are different body types out there that will respond to these things differently. So it's seeing the whole big picture. And what I don't really like about a lot of this information is you go, great, so you can eat McDonald's and lose weight, but what about the rest of it? You can smoke and lose weight.
Okay? Yeah, good point. Cigarettes. Now, did you see that other article I sent you about diet diversity, moderation might be less healthy for adults? I wasn't able to read through that. Was there anything of worth noting in that article?
Yeah, that was really interesting because he wound up saying that people with more diverse diets who eat more things, it's unhealthier because they wound up eating more processed foods, desserts and sodas and things, and that people who actually have a smaller repertoire of foods made mm-hmm. healthier choices and did better.
So simpler. They went simpler right. instead of complex chemical analyses that right. are junked together in processed food. Okay, that I knew you'd get right to the heart of that. I appreciate that. Now, the reason why I want to skip along, because this story I've got to cover with you. We've covered stories about medical kidnapping for years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And sometimes it comes when parents don't want to vaccinate. Sometimes it's because they are now questioning the diagnosis given by doctors and are seeking a second opinion, which used to be a responsible thing to do. Now, in some cases, it's resulting in the confiscation of children by Child Protective Services, by the way, for profit, because there's money, federal money, that comes back to these local agencies, interestingly enough. But this story is about cannabis, medical cannabis. This woman with severe sciatic nerve pain, she researched it. She found that the medical choices, the prescription drugs, the opioids, are very dangerous, and she was on a little bit of this tea. And evidently, even against the advisement of Child Family Services, said there's really not a problem here, the magistrate ordered this child to be taken from this infant, which is devastating, and there was no evidence of harm.
Right. It's very tragic. And the thing that stands out to me is it's a lack of common sense, and there seems to be so much a lack of common sense. Can you prove that this baby was being harmed? No, you can't. And you're right. I mean, the opioids, OxyContin, look at the horrible addictions we have to OxyContin that the medical industry created just with pain control. So if somebody has done the research and it isn't hurting the child, then they shouldn't be taken away. And you're right, and the article was very right, that taking a newborn away from the mom and breaking up that bonding thing can have more lifelong devastating effects than a little bit of cannabis that she was open and honest and researched about.
Yeah. I mean, these are tragedies that they tear my heart when I read about them. And again, this is only one of many. This is the latest. And I find it interesting, too, because of, you know, what we've investigated about that cannabis plant, a plant that God created that was villainized in the 20th century because it competed potentially and actually with many different industries that were monopoly industries. And that includes the development of psychiatric medications, for which, it seems to be profound, the ability of cannabis, the cannabinoids, CBD, THC. CBD is non-psychoactive relative to what THC is, that mind-altering aspect. But the reality is, how many drugs could that plant replace? That, to me, is so significant that I believe that was a big motivation among other industries that wanted to keep it out.
Right. It, well, It is tragic. And again, it's like everything else, more research needs to be done. But you want to know what? You can even do retrospective studies, because there's enough people out there who have taken it, whether cannabis tea or any of the things we're talking about. I go, talk to them. Do your retrospective study and get the evidence and the information you need to show that it is or is not dangerous. Okay?
Yeah, and we have highlighted some studies that showed evidence of a lack of danger, so to speak, and lack of addictive tendencies and things. So a lot of the things that we were told growing up that we just kind of assumed were right, and the federal government still says it's Schedule 1, it has no benefit, it is only dangerous, it is only addictive, yet, of course, 23 states and the District of Columbia have varying forms of from full-on legalization to partial and medical. And, you know, this is where the 10th Amendment is playing a great role in our country, as the states and the people fight back and say, we're not asking for permission. It's not required. You don't have the authority to ban the plant that our people in our state want. And this is what's going to happen eventually in Florida as well, I see.
Right. Well, you know, let's just take this and take a small side rail here. Let's take this mom who had terrible sciatic pain, didn't want to take the opioids, which can be worse in the infant, too, can be creating a constipation and addiction even in the infant. Okay, so why can't we get the insurance companies to cover acupuncture that would help, or quit bashing on homeopathy, which could help? There still are other avenues if they want to say, oh, well, the cannabis, we just have an issue with it. I go, well, then let's look at the others. But again, it's okay. So a diet in moderation isn't healthy for you, but we know medication in moderation can be.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you are speaking common sense again, Dr. Cornelia Friends, and you are terrific. I appreciate you so much. I'll be at the Vitality Bistro in Mount Dora this Saturday from 1 to 3. Come on down and eat a good organic meal, and we'll talk about preventing and reversing cancer as well as other topics. And Dr. Friends will eventually be there as well, and I appreciate you being with me tonight.
Thank you. I certainly enjoyed it.
TheFriendsCenter.com. Check it out.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Clarella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic, super clean, super food best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, if you're not sure where we've been, you can go to the notes at robertscottbell.com. It's that simple. Read up on it. Click on the links, clickable links. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And thanks to OpEd for helping us do that each day as well. Now, Super Don. By the way, Dr. Franz was great. She was just rolling with it, conversational. She read the article. You know, we're going to have to put Batar out of business because she actually reads the articles we send her. Isn't that great? I'm not used to that.
That is awesome.
I'm going to have to tell Rasha. I was like, yeah, dude, you know, you got this lady nipping at your heels there. She actually reads the articles we send her. That was cool. I enjoyed that. So, let's see. The air in your office could be making you dumber. What an article headline. It's not even assuming that you're smart. It's just like, you're already dumb. We're going to make you dumber.
Right. Even more dumb.
Even more dumb than you already are. So who they gathered?
Slightly insulting, right?
Yeah. They gathered a bunch of professionals here. Let's see. What kind of professionals did they grab into this mix? You see this here? 24, including engineers, designers, and architects. Of course, only dumb ones, according to the article.
All the eggheads, right?
Right. And they put them in this office, specialized office, and they controlled the ventilation. They controlled levels of carbon dioxide. They've controlled levels for volatile organic compounds, VOCs. Now, this is something Dr. Batar has written about, persistent organic pollutants, and that includes the VOCs. And they took a cognition test every afternoon that rated 9 kinds of mental functioning, including information usage, strategy, and crisis response. And the results are striking, said lead researcher Joseph Allen. Listen to this. Participant scores rose an average of 61% on so-called green days when the VOCs were lower, and 101% on green plus days when they had low VOCs
and high outdoor air ventilation rates. So, again, lower CO2 levels as well, more oxygen. Imagine that, an oxygen-rich environment with lower volatile organic compounds.
So really the conclusion they came to was when we pumped in less poison and more fresh air, they did better.
Oh, okay, now you're not making it sound anything but dumber.
I'm sorry. I mean, you know.
No, what's good is it's validating. And who published this? This came out of where? Where's
this
come
from? Popular Science.
Isn't Popular Science the same?
Popular Science is where it was reported, and they even go as far as explaining that the VOCs are coming from everyday things like air fresheners, furniture, flooring, leaky furnaces, and paint.
Well, I wonder if they'll acknowledge mercury and other nasties in vaccines now.
Oh, no. Mercury.
Will they acknowledge thermite in the Twin Towers that fell in Building 7?
Mercury. Come on. Yeah. Put hair on your chest.
Right. Oh, man. It's absolutely incredible. Oh, anyway, reminder, folks, this Saturday, the 7th of November, Vitality Bistro, organic, raw, some cooked. They even have organic coffee. I'm trying to get Super Don over for it, but it's a little distance for him. And I'll be speaking on prevention and reversal of cancer and other things. If you have questions, bring them. Great little town. And VitalityBistro.com, linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Other events coming up, we'll give you a heads up on as soon as we know more. We're working on one still. Hopefully it's coming together early December in Fort Lauderdale, Sunrise, Florida, at Richard Pearl's place called Simply Natural. So if you're in a South Florida kind of mood in early December, we'll get you that date, and it's before the Christmas season is full on, even though it's full on after Halloween already in some places. But we'll get you some good information down there. That's always a fun time, and you can have some organic food there at Simply Natural Restaurant in Fort Lauderdale, which is cool. Have you found any, I guess it's a food paradise, isn't it, in the Austin area? There's a lot of great places to eat out there, some healthy even.
There's actually a lot of both. There's one particular place that's down at the farmer's market every week called, it's Tamale Addiction.
Tamale Addiction?
Yeah, they're organic GMO-free tamales.
Dude, I make it to the Austin area, I'm going there. That'll be fun.
It is, it's really good. But there's a lot of great places around here, and food is a big deal in Texas.
Yeah.
It's no small thing. They're very proud of their food and their barbecue.
Organic and hot tamales. Organic,
you know what, though?
Tamales.
I'm still looking for a place that serves beaver. I just haven't found it yet.
Oh, you and the beaver. Leave it to Super Don and the bees. Yeah, we talked about that yesterday. Go back and listen to the archives. They're available at GCN, our syndicator, Talk Network, Natural News Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and across the pond at UK Health Radio. Thank y'all for being here. Thanks to Dr. Franz. Thanks to Op-Ed. Thanks to Super Don. Thanks to Patrick. Back tomorrow with more powerful healing as we step outside the box, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.